الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I'm your host, Imam Dr. Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic Studies class, is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I'm not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes throughout this class. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic Studies class, welcome back to class. Those who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic Studies class. Today's topic will be supplication. Sometimes you may say dua, which is D-U-A, supplication or praying to Allah for forgiveness. Because what happens, my dear students, is that throughout our lives, we make mistakes. Or we may do things intentionally or unintentionally, or commit some kind of sin intentionally or unintentionally. We make a particular sin. And so sometimes we may say, well, oh man, what am I going to do now? Woe is me. My soul's in a bad way, in a bad shape. I shouldn't have did that, what I did last night or this morning. And so it's done. It's done. It's in the past. You can't redo or undo what took place. Like trying to unring a bell. You just can't do that. But one of the beautiful things about the faith of Islam is Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. And we can go to Him and ask Him to forgive us. It's up to Allah to forgive us, but we can ask for forgiveness. If you listen to my previous episodes or some of my previous episodes, you'll learn about forgiveness and Allah forgiving you or forgiving me, and also about repentance. When you do something, then you repent for it. From the criteria, as I mentioned before, for repentance is a person immediately stop doing what they're doing. They feel sorry about their what they've done. They feel some remorse or bad or whatever they've done, whatever it is. One thing about Islam is that we don't confess. We don't have that in our faith that we go a particular individual and that we confess, I did so and so, or what do I do? We take it to Allah, and we ask Allah, and we say to Allah, you know what I've done? And so, please, I'm asking of you, I'm begging of you, to forgive me. Yes, we are going to sin, and we have sinned, or maybe one day we will sin, even something very small. And we may think it's insignificant, it's nothing. And some people might call it a white lie or just something small. It's not that big. It's not hurting anyone. If one that is hurting is you. Because you're the one that did it, you're the one that said it, you're the one that wrote it, and so you're the one that's going to suffer because of your action and the thing that you did. And so, but in Islam, there are things that you can do to wipe out your sins or ask forgiveness from Allah. For example, when a person commits a sin, that he or she can go and do something good, and oftentimes it will erase the bad that they've done. I can't say how to do it, whatever, but it erases the bad that you've done. You replace a bad sin with a good sin. And so I'm not saying every day you go and do a sin and sin and sin and do something good, wipe it out. I'm certainly not saying that. It should have developed something inside of yourself that you won't do that same thing over and over and over again in different forms and commit sins in different forms and in different ways. And so my students, I'm begging of you to please consider what I'm about to say, a dua, a supplication that the Muslims do, that are advised to do in order to ask for or seek forgiveness from Allah. And this particular hadith, and it talks about, it explains the power of supplication and how it can lead to forgiveness from Allah and allow and helps a person to enter Jannah or enter paradise. And you go to my previous episode and you can find out what Jannah or what paradise and what paradise is and what it's all about and how do you get there and also what it looks like and different aspects of that and what you do in paradise. And so those are some of the things, very briefly, I mentioned regarding a paradise. And so let me get into this particular hadith. So it was mentioned by one of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, who said, the Prophet, may peace and blessings be upon him, and we are encouraged as Muslims to say, and also in the Quran, to say, after we mention his name, to say or to pray for that peace and blessings be upon Muhammad or the apostle and those kind of things. So we are certainly encouraged to do that. At each and every one of us Muslims are encouraged to do so when we say his name. And so let's move on. And so the supplication, it basically says, and I'm gonna read it in English, and that is, you're saying, O Allah, you are my Rabb, you are my Lord, Rabbi. There is no true God except you. You have created me, and I am your slave, and I hold to your covenant as far as I can. I seek refuge in you from the evil of what I have done. I acknowledge the favors that you have bestowed upon me, and I have confessed my sins. Pardon me. For none but you has a power to pardon. He who supplicates in these terms during the day with firm belief in it and dies on the same day before the evening, he will be one of the dwellers of paradise. And if anyone supplicates in these terms during the night with firm belief in it and dies before the morning, he will be one of the dwellers of Jannah, of paradise. And before I get into a little bit of explanation about this, is that if our sins, my students, are as high as a mountain or big as a mountain, Allah will forgive you. Except for shirk. If we associate partners with Allah, equal with Allah, then Allah will not forgive. That's unforgiving. But anything else that we do, and even if it's our sins are as high as mountains, Allah forgive us. Or like the foam of the sea, Allah forgive us. Or could like fill the sky, Allah forgive us. So just imagine we have skies around us, all of us. And so we look at the sky. When you go out and you say, my sins fills this sky, darken this sky upon me. Allah forgiving. How merciful our Lord is. He has 100 mercies. He kept 99 for himself and 100 for all of mankind for all times. We have billions and billions of humans in this world right now, and more than that before we were born, and be more than that after we die. And one mercy covers all of insan, all of the human beings, all of the creation of a law. Glory be to him. And so my beautiful students, no matter how much sins we commit, all of us, ones yesterday, today, and tomorrow, we ask Allah for forgiveness. And Allah may forgive us, or we ask him to forgive us, and Allah may forgive us, but it's not too late. Don't go to bed tonight or wake up and think that I'm doomed, so I may as well go ahead and sin. No, you stop. Immediately, you stop doing the sin that's part of your repentance, part of your tawbah, as far as you asking Allah for forgiveness, mean it. Don't just do it and say, oh, Allah, forgive me, then end up doing the same thing. No, ask for forgiveness from Allah and then get away from it. As I read to you, so the person he supplicates to his Lord, asks his Lord for forgiveness. And that supplication is powerful. And I mentioned to you, he who supplicates in these terms during the day with firm belief in it and dies on the same day before the evening, he will be one of the dwellers of paradise. And if anyone supplicates in these terms during the night with firm belief in it and dies before the morning, he will be one of the dwellers of paradise. So let me get into this just a little bit, and you can always, as I mentioned to you, always go to the various masajids or masjid, or place of worship for the Muslims, and ask more questions. Just go in and ask. I just want to ask a question. Just ask a question about what I'm talking about, and they should be able to answer the question for you. Or you can always re-listen to this particular episode, and the question will be answered for you about what to do when I sin. So one of the quick lessons here we're talking about, according to one person who wrote this, is that we make du'as or supplication regularly as a way to stay close to him, stay close to Allah, and gain his pleasure. Seek forgiveness from Allah through sincere prayer. Have faith in his mercy so that we can receive his blessings even after our death. And so, my beautiful students, let me give a little more explanation about what I'm talking about here. And that is, this particular hadith of saying the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing upon him, about the power of supplicating or making dua to Allah for forgiveness. Excuse me. It is said that if one makes this supplication during the day with firm belief in it and dies on the same day, they will be one of the dwellers of Jannah or paradise. Similarly, if one makes supplication during the night with firm belief in it and dies before morning, they will also be one of the dwellers of paradise. This hadith teaches us that we shall always seek forgiveness from Allah through sincere prayer, as he is most merciful and most forgiving. We shall also have faith in his mercy so that we can receive his blessings even after our death. Furthermore, this hadith encourages us to make dua or supplication regularly as a way to stay close to him and seek his and seek his pleasure. So my beautiful students, please, I beg of you and I ask you to please make the supplication, no matter how serious it is, or Shaitan will come to you and say, don't worry about that. The law does not forgive you. You're in trouble now, so go ahead and keep doing the same thing over and over again. Shaitan had different ways of convincing you it's okay what you've just done. Don't worry about what you just done. Or go ahead and do it again. You're gonna be okay. Or why worry about it? So what? So what? So you did it. And no, God does not exist. So don't worry about the harm. Shaitan gonna say all these kind of things to you, to try to convince you that what you've done is okay to do, and God will not forgive you for it. But know that it's not okay for you to do. It's a sin, and Allah will forgive you for the thing or the sin that you committed. And Allah is most forgiving and most merciful, and He will forgive you if you're sincere about what you've done. You can always go again to a place of worship of the Muslims and ask more about it. Don't be afraid to do so. The doors of our place of worship, they should be wide open for you to go to or go into and ask whatever question you want to ask of them without anyone feeling insulted. They should be happy to receive you at any place, any Muslim place of worship to answer your question. Don't let the media and others answer what Islam is and what Islam is not. I've been blessed to be Muslim. I was non-Muslim for a long time, and I was been blessed to be Muslim up to now for at least 50 years of being a Muslim. At least Allah allowed me to live Islam, to study, and also to teach others about Islam. And so, but it's up to you to accept from me or don't accept them from me. So I did some of the things that some of you might be still doing, but I ask Allah to forgive me for those things that I've done, any sins that I've committed. And I see the light in of Islam, the nur of Islam, and walk out of darkness into the light, and ask Allah to continue to bless me. To bless me throughout my life while I have breath in my body. And so I beg of my students to do the same thing, to ask Allah now while you're alive, because once you're dead, it's too late. It's too late to ask for forgiveness from Allah. Your book is closed. That's period. Dot. Book is closed, and nothing more that you can do in your grave once they throw the dirt upon you. In terms of asking Allah for forgiveness. Now, are some blessings that you could continue to get? A person becomes Muslim, for example, and then any good that they've done, any charity that they've given, they get blessings for that. Or they plant a tree, and they can get blessings for anyone that you have any kind of utilization, anything that utilizes the tree, you tend to get blessings while you're in your grave. Or perhaps your children will do things for you, or the people from your family do things for you, and this is for his credit or her credit, that I'm doing this thing, I'm alive, they can't do anything, but I can. And so, my beautiful students, I beg of you, to please, please, please ask forgiveness from Allah and always, always, always make supplication, and that Allah makes you good and a better person, and perhaps make you Muslim for those who are not Muslim, and that Allah forgive you all the sins that you created, the sins that you know about and the sins that you don't know about. So my beautiful students, you have been listening to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.